painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, maha, me riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine forecuddy, aha, me boys.
Welcome to another edition of Our Working Waterfront, a monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. And joining me for our monthly report are Port Commissioner Pam Petranek and Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg. Welcome, both of you.
Hello, Chris.
Was that a quick month for you?
Yeah, I would say yes. Well, there's just so much going on. Monday turns into Friday, turns into Monday around here, like you wouldn't believe. There is just never a dull moment or an idle time. So time flies here at the port.
Well, how about a little bit of a monthly recap here, Aaron? What's been happening since our last conversation?
Well, so the Port Commission's adopted the 2021 budget, and we're turning our attention to kind of wrap up activities for the year and imagining how we're going to execute the work plan for next year in the yard. So it's busy. We've got about 118 boats in the yard today. We've got capacity for maybe another 17, depending on size. So that's very positive news. On the community meeting front, we're nearing the finish line on the Intergovernmental Collaborative Group's work with a final plan meeting for December 16th and the adoption of a COVID-19 recovery and resiliency plan, as well as the potential expansion of the collaborative group, which I think Pam will talk about a bit later. Otherwise, it's fairly typical activities. There's just a lot going on.
So the community participation, how's that looking? What's the shape of that?
We've been working together with a lot of different community groups on strategies for recovery from the pandemic crisis. We're narrowing all those down and kind of adopting a plan to look at moving forward, regardless of a plan being funded or not, just so that we can still take all our great ideas and think about how we could implement them in the future. But along with that, I think we've created a really strong platform to continue working together on how to build a really strong and healthy county. So looking at job stability, growing our prosperity here, our quality of life. And we are inviting some monthly guest speakers to come in to help invigorate, you know, not only the leadership at the elected and governmental staff level, but also the public to give us some ideas and a platform that we can kind of wrap our heads around and figure out how we want to move forward. You know, this has stopped a lot of people in their tracks, a lot of businesses in their tracks. You know, it's a great opportunity to say, hey, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And how do we want to move forward together?
Pam, can you remind our listeners that there are lots of different ways for people to connect beyond the meetings? And what would some of those ways be?
So many different ways. First of all, meeting outside is a great place right now. There's so many good weather opportunities. We're sitting out here in the sunshine right now. But over the phone, through emails, first line of contact, I suppose, the Marine Trades Association, there's a mortgage tenants union. Just give me a call, Pam, at Port of PT, and I'd be happy to hear your ideas and see how we can collaborate on those.
You know, one of the things I like best about our conversations is that you as a pair are mobile and around the port, and I never know where you're going to be calling from. Sometimes with the ambient noise, I can tell.
But well, our summer theme was beaches, but then we shifted into Point Hudson, and now we're back in the boatyard.
Not quite working out at the beach. Oh, the beaches are great, but maybe your teeth would be chattering. So
the tide is pretty high in the daytime now.
Well, true enough. Yeah. And
but plus,
you know,
it's just so fun being in the boatyard because there's just so much going on. This is our busy period. Busiest part of the year is the November, December, January, February, March. Then boats start to head out to sea.
The maritime ritual, isn't it? Come on in and get that boat fixed and patch a few holes and whatever you need to do, right? Get the barnacles mm-hmm. off. Dodging planes on the runway at the airport wouldn't necessarily be the best venue either for a conversation. But speaking of the airport, Aaron, you know, there was a little bit of a hiccup in the laying down of the runway. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, so the initial completion of the project did not meet FAA specifications. Initially, the contractor attempted to remedy that work by diamond grinding high spots, but that really wasn't looking like it was going to be successful. So the contractor was able to finish with a 2-inch overlay and some pre-leveling in advance of that, and the runway is done. It appears to meet specifications, and certainly as an observer standing out there, it's just a beautiful, flat runway with the slopes it's supposed to have and heavily in use. So it's things are looking great, actually, at the airport.
Well, that's good. It's a bit of a contour issue when the initial paving was finished then.
Yeah, the initial finish didn't meet smoothness specifications. It didn't meet grade specifications. And just from a practical standpoint, there were a lot of puddling locations. So the fear going into the winter was that any rain event that was followed by a freezing event would result in an unsafe condition and therefore a runway closure. And that just wasn't something that I think anybody thought was a good idea.
Yeah, including the contractor. As I understand it, you had pretty much of an amicable conversation with the contractor about this, right?
We are working with the contractor. I think we're on good terms. Amicable is a reasonable way to describe it. But there is, at this point, about $500,000 question that the port and the contractor are sorting out through the process identified in our construction documents to determine who's responsible for the cost of the final repair to bring the runway into specifications. And while we are amicable, we are not currently of the same mind on that question.
So, to be resolved.
To be resolved, yeah. Yeah, you can keep that one on the list, and we'll know more, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned on that one. Well, we're right in the middle of the Jefferson Gives campaign to all of the nonprofits in the community and the people, all of the people out there doing good work. But we also are dealing with your vision of a strong and healthy county, your economic vision. And I know you talked a little bit about that at the beginning, but you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
I just look at the circle of, we have our environment and all our natural resources. And then within that, we have our people here, our jobs, our quality of life. And just looking at how we can keep everything in the circle and not separate those circles out. And also to think about how we can make sure that we're taking care of and focusing on things that will enhance the quality of life, not just for a few people or the, you know, the top 1%, but we can think about it being more equitable for the 99%. So that has to do with what kinds of jobs that we attract here and the level of education that those jobs attract. And we need to look at our culture, our place that we live, and what has worked here, what doesn't work here, or what is weak here, and see the direction that we can create rather than just letting outside forces take us away.
Speaking of that, when you mentioned the environment, the work environment, everything surrounding it, that means that deferred maintenance is not necessarily anybody's friend. Both Pam and Aaron, you're fully aware of a lot of the ongoing maintenance list that is not only being checked off, but also sort of as a continuing animal that needs to be fed.
Yeah, I'm really excited about our maintenance focus and our maintenance team. We have a capital repairs engineer, and he is working together with our maintenance team here of approximately 5 people, and they are just able to collaborate on a weekly basis and get all those jobs lined up that we're really focused on making sure that we keep what's working here going. So basically maintaining the infrastructure, it keeps the jobs going, it returns that investment. You know, everyone in the county or I would say that that IDD levy that was passed by our county residents, they saw the importance of maintaining, and the port is just doing an incredible job of making sure that that maintenance is being performed in the best way and using the people that work here.
Both a short-term and a long-term list of things, the ongoing list of things that need to be attended to, right, Aaron?
Yeah, the list is lengthy, and our new port engineer that Pam mentioned is just finishing his first couple months on the job and really spending a lot of time getting to know the port and our facilities. And what do we have? What's the condition? What should the condition be, and what's our plan to get it there? And so there's still, Mike Love is still working to get his arms around that and develop, those plans for the commission to look at. The way I look at this economic development piece relates right to the infrastructure and our mission, which I like to think of our mission, that we have a fancy mission, but for me, I think of it as creating good jobs for the economy in Jefferson County and providing access to the world. And in the good jobs front, where should we start? I think we should start is where we're already successful. We should redouble the efforts to build upon that success. And what the port does is provides the means for our world-class marine tradespeople to do their work, to exercise their craft. We're the way that those boats get into the yard to be worked on. So we have to maintain that infrastructure is critically necessary, so the people who want the work done can get to the people who are capable of doing the work and therefore creating all those jobs in the community.
Well, speaking of all those people that are doing those jobs in the community, I know before we wrap things on our report this month, I know that you had some people that you wanted to talk about, some tradespeople that you wanted to speak about.
I wanted to kind of give two opposite ends of the spectrum of how a couple of different marine tradespeople got started. And one is a woman named Esther Whitmore. On my way over to our interview today, I ran into Esther Whitmore, and she is working over at Haven Boat Works. And she and I had a wonderful conversation about how she started her career being a shipwright. She started from a volunteer standpoint. She started when she was a teenager, sailing on tall ships. She got into sailing more full-time as she got older, and that's how she got introduced to wood boats. She said a lot of folks have gone to the wooden boat building school in Port Hadlock, and she didn't actually go there. She's learned everything by working on the job and learning from the skilled people around her, being mentored. And then about 10 years ago, she was working on a boat in New York and hauled out for the winter with a pretty major structural overhaul. And that's where she really started to learn all those basics of boat building, using power tools, shop tools, and kind of figuring out that every boat needs constant maintenance to keep it up. So she found herself helping out on all these different boats and picking up all these skills on the side. And then she ended up here in Port Townsend working on the Adventurous, which was in the middle of a major restoration, which spanned for several years. I think they just finished last year. And nearly the entire boat got rebuilt and replaced piece by piece. When that job got finished, Haven employed her, and now she's working full-time there. She loves it. She said that her greatest hope is that there continues to be a place for these traditional skills in Port Townsend, and that's why she loves living here. There's another shipwright who got started with his own business from a completely the opposite end of the spectrum. His name is Brandon Davis. He's got a business named Turnpoint Design. It's actually not on port property. It's off of Upper Sims Way. But he got started out by going to pre-med school over in Seattle, then ended up as a fisheries biologist on research vessels. But he started a business here in Port Townsend. And he describes his business as more on the tech side, enabling technology. So he says what he does allows small shops to compete with larger shops. So they use a technology called computer-aided design. They bought a CNC machine, which CNC means computer numerically controlled router, to make boat parts. And
that's pretty fascinating stuff, I must say.
So he went, his focus is on high-tech boats. For example, when he first moved to Port Townsend, he was working on the America's Cup boat that was being built over in Anacortes. And since, and then, you know, that led to being able to build his own shop because his business grew. He designed and built a 5,000 square foot building focused on energy and environmental design, not only for his building, but within boats, looking at how to use recyclable materials and more environmentally friendly materials to build boats. So he's doing everything now, you know, like the Race to Alaska boats. He's doing paddleboard boats. He's doing all these original boat designs. He's not into production, but he can help set other shops up to do those production things. But what he loves about living here is the opportunity to collaborate with such a diverse group of all of these out-of-the-box thinkers. And he just said it's incredibly rewarding to put heads together to find the best way of tackling that project. And he's really into innovation, keeps it fun and interesting. And he said it's the polar opposite of an assembly line. Besides being around a bunch of maritime trades people and our community here, he was living on San Juan Island, and he and his wife moved here a few years ago so that their daughter, their young daughter, could be around a real working town so she could see real work being done. I just thought that was really special.
The craftspeople that are able to create the contours that people design, a wonderful blend of awareness. What else can I say?
Well, I wanted to also say that Turnpoint Design employs 4 to 6 people. And most of those are graduates from the Northwest School of Wooden Boats. And he said he really likes the students from the contemporary boat building class there because they're eager to learn. They're comfortable with a broad range of techniques to work on complex geometries. And they have great training in proper use of shop tools. And Brandon also works with the Port Townsend High School's robotics class and even gave them a CNC machine.
So all tied together here in this community, which makes it so exciting.
Right, because it's a full circle where the businesses are receiving so much from our community, but then they are giving so much to our community too.
Well, that's an important thing to remember as we approach the holiday season, and I guess I won't be talking to either of you until next year. But
3 weeks.
But in the meantime, I want to thank you both for keeping me company on our Working Waterfront. We're hoping for many more shows to come in the new year. And
oh, it's always fun talking about the waterfront.
Aaron, any kind of a capper you want to put on this before we sign off?
Well, you know, I'm just wrapping up my 9th month here, and I really want to thank the community for all of the support they've shown me personally as the new person in this job. I've really, really appreciated that, and looking forward to moving into the next year and continuing to do good work for the port. And I would say the port can run just fine without community input, but it can't run really, really well without community input. And we, the commissioners, and I want to run the port really, really well. So my call for 2021 would be stay engaged, be engaged, help us know what you want so we can perform at the level that the community desires for the level of service from the Port of Port Townsend.
Aaron Berg, Port of Port Townsend, Executive Director, and Pam Petranek, Port Commissioner, fisherwoman and activist, and so we want to thank you both. All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Until next time on Our Working Waterfront.